Hello and welcome back to the Meaning of Life podcast with your host, George Harrison. Today, we're going to be talking about some things that have changed in my life. Some things have developed, some things have withered away and died. So that aside, for now, I want to talk to you about what happened last night. I went out to a gig. And it was in Brighton city centre, and there were quite a few artists playing. A lot of them were students, and there were two that I distinctly remember were there was this group called Not Sarah, and another group called Movi, and they were both absolutely fucking fantastic. Now, the thing is, in this period, in this gigage, the beer they had in the pub was nice craft beer, and it was just over £5 a pint, which coming from London is not that terrible. So I had I only had about 3.5 pints, and because I hadn't drunk in what I now figured out is about 8.5 months, I was just floored. I had a lovely night, but I was floored and hungover today just from 3.5 pints of beer. And I think that's I'm 21. This is my physical prime, I think. So that's not what you ideally want. I taught my nan today that seagulls, seagulls aren't real, they're just gulls that live by the sea, and they're pesky fuckers, but they're also chill. I do like them. I don't actually have any problems with them. A lot of people do. Not this guy. I like them. I've never had anything stolen. I've never been crossed by a seagull, I've never had that standoff. I think I'd win. I've had a standoff with a wild boar. I won that. I've had standoffs with foxes. They're fun because they're sneaky. They're gonna they're malicious in their cunning abilities. They really mess with you psychologically, those foxes. Did you know the reason we have so many foxes is because rich people like to hunt them, and therefore they were bred. Private woodlands were bought up by the aristocracy and the gentry and the elites, and that meant that they could breed these foxes and the deer, and they were protected species. You weren't allowed to kill them unless it was hunting season. So now we have too many deer in the UK, and it's actually a problem because we don't have any predators. So the deer, the reason they're a problem when there's a lot of them is because they eat new growth. They have babies in the spring, and the babies need to eat little tree saplings and sprouts and small seedlings in order to actually, grow and live. And this can mean if you go up to Scotland, up in the Highlands, you have great examples all around Glencoe as well, where there is deep lush forest, but next to it you have patches where the deer just won. And so what we do is we pay taxpayers money to buy guns and get people to go out and shoot the deer and shoot the foxes, and shoot the badgers and shoot the wild boar and shoot the beavers and shoot the otters. And it just gets to a point where, okay, how about we stop having such an inflated ego as a culture, and we just bring back at least one apex predator? If we can put our fears of ourselves aside, if we can get over the fear that our dog might be eaten by a wild cat, then just build a big fence if you're that worried. we've created a world where you have so much safety in your little bubble, and as soon as you step out of that, there's no safety, there's no gradient anymore. People aren't accommodating to that. There's a train going by. I like trains, they're cool. That's why I've been doing a lot more hiking and camping lately, and it's been really nice. I've been all around Sussex, up in the hills, cycled up some big ones, man. It was rough. So a few thousand years ago in the UK, we had Eurasian brown bears. We had Eurasian lynx, which are big cats. In America, they call them bobcats. In Europe, they're the lynx. LYNX. And we also had the Eurasian grey wolf. Well, there are a lot of them. That's why we have so many dogs, because we just killed the wolves and then bred the others into little, things we could manipulate and use. I was reading this book called Badgerlands by Patrick Barkham. It's a book that he wrote in 2013. And I'll be honest, I've given up slightly because I like nature and wildlife books which have a philosophical argument to them, and they go really in depth in the psychology. I don't particularly like books such as this Patrick Barkham Badgerlands, which give a really good account in history of events and attitudes throughout history towards badgers. And I commend it, but it's a bit more like a big essay than a book to me. A point that he made was that there was a man called John Russell, and he bred two dogs together to make a dog called the Jack Russell. And then he sold them and he bred them, and they were really good at catching badgers. That's what they were bred for, to catch badgers. So they used to have, there was this really popular sport back in the day called badger baiting. And it's really fucked. It's really fucked. But what they would do is they would get badgers. See, badgers are carnivores. They're predators. They're really, actually, really vicious when they have to be. But they're also very, very clever. They build complex homes underground. They have laws, they have rules, they have guidelines that they wrote for themselves and they follow for themselves. They're just very enigmatic. They're lovely. But the point is that they get these badgers, they put them in a ring, and then they put terriers in, like a Jack Russell or a Bull Terrier. All these dogs were bred to bait badgers, to fight badgers. They used to do it with bears back in the day, but then they downgraded to badgers because all their dogs were getting killed. But the point stands that it is really, really fucked. These dogs, the breeds we have, the reason that Jack Russells are so damn loud is because they're just in their DNA, it's coded for them to hunt for badgers. Is that not quite sad? I don't know. Maybe I'm in the wrong. Breeding Grounds is nearly finished. I am actually very fucking happy to say that, because I've been making this film for 9 months. It's literally a baby. It's an overdue baby. It's gonna have a really big head, and it's gonna have hair. And I don't know what baby. I don't know what the fuck is what. I don't remember being a baby. I had hair when I was a baby, though. I think most do, but I think that's kind of funny. It's quite odd, isn't it? How babies have hair. It's like, dude, who are you trying to impress? You're a baby, a newborn human. Breathing Grounds is nearly finished, and that means that when that comes out, I can finally put that aside and get on with other shit, because it's been holding me back for a while. Because I need to get a job, dude. And the idea for me was to use this film to get a job, but we just had so many complications. Because I want to use the film as a CV so I can move to Bristol and work for a wildlife production company, so like the BBC Natural History Unit or Silverback Films or something like that. I really like the area. and I really like the county and that part of the country, you know, in the West. I think it's beautiful, and I want to live there and I want to work there, but I need this film to be perfect, and I need the right people to see it, and I need the stars to align, but I think they will. I think I'll be okay, but I just need to persist and get through it. So the problems we had were with color grading, and now those problems have been fixed, and we're almost at the finish line. So as soon as that's done, the actual film is there, the structure, every shot, every cut, every graphic, every animal, every scene, every bird, every mammal, every boar, every, I mean, there's, in this film, there are so many animals. Like, I'm not fucking with you, there are so many. There are bears, there are wolves, there are lynx, there are, I was gonna say tigers, but it's not tigers. There's like most of the birds that are in England. There's loads of fucking robins. And this is all off the top of my head. I have actually got a list. I'm just gonna get the list up. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna really quickly, really slowly, actually, read off every animal that features in Breeding Grounds. Okay, because we've put so much effort into this. You guys have, you have no idea, or you probably do, but you might just have an idea. Have you stick with your idea, because the point of the gift of life is that you're able to have these ideas and you're able to choose. Even if you don't believe an idea, you can still choose an idea. And those ideas can change. That's the beauty of everything. So we have wild boar, coal tit, great tit, European badger, Eurasian European beaver, the blowfly, dung beetle, spinach leaf miner, which is a kind of fly, buzzard, which is a big bird of prey, wood mouse, bumblebee, a muntjac deer, a swan, a lynx, a brown bear, a grey wolf, a tree sparrow, a carrion crow, European robin, blackbird, red fox, domestic goat, domestic sheep, grey squirrel, mallard, duck, pheasant, peregrine falcon, wood pigeon. There's a quite a few jackdaw. There's a cave spider. There's roe deer. There's song thrush. There's lesser horseshoe bat. There's a moorhen. Domestic cattle, Eurasian magpie, and a domestic white leghorn chicken. Thank you for listening. I really do appreciate the attention that you've given me, the complete undivided attention, because if you're still here now, then that means that I've been ringing in your big dome for the past God knows how long. The cable of my microphone has just started doing some weird static thing, so I need to sort that out. Goodbye.